Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although it was so strong.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jake Baer is with us. He's the founder and the president of Convince and Convert, the author of the outstanding book, Utility, Y-O-U-Tility, and also the co-author of The Now Revolution. And his book is all about why smart marketing is about help, not hype. And my website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. And Jay, why don't you give us your website, please?
Convinceandconvert.com, or you can find me at jbaer.com, and that's B-A-E-R.
All right, so check that out. We're talking about, we started a conversation with Jay about Facebook. And we spent the first segment kind of giving you the cautionary tale. I love how you said it, Jay. Folks, if you commit to an online platform like Facebook or Twitter, and you build customers there, and that's the only place you can connect with them, they only know you on Facebook, and you haven't done what ducks do. You haven't migrated those people over to another universe, to another customer list, email list, or something. Then you have built your business, that part of your business, on rented land. And I'm going to say rented beach.
Yeah, Jay, that's right.
Not just rented land, it's rented beach. You're right out there on the beach, and we know what happens to beaches. So,
well, we've seen it right now, right? We've seen Facebook.
Tell us what's going on right now.
Well, so I'm sure a lot of listeners have seen this in the last few months, where the number of people that they are able to interact with on Facebook has dropped precipitously. The number of people liking your posts.
Slow down and dwell on that a little. Tell us what you say that again, and tell us what that means.
Let's say that you have 100 Facebook fans. I know you have a lot more than that, but for math purposes, let's say you have 100. As you know, when you log on to Facebook, Facebook doesn't show you everything that you are due. It doesn't show you everything from every person you're connected to at once because there's not enough screen real estate.
Right.
In fact,
right.
What Facebook has said is that on average, when somebody logs in, they are due, quote unquote, 1,500 pieces of information. On average. Now, they can't show you 1,500, so Facebook decides, based on their algorithm, which of those 1,500 they are going to show you. For businesses,
based on what they think, not what you want.
That's right, what they think, right? Mm-hmm. Based on your habits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for businesses, it used to be, on average, approximately 10 to 15% of your fans would see anything that you publish on Facebook. So if you have 100 fans, 10 or 15 of them would see something that you publish. And that's
the other 85 would just not get anything from you.
That's right, and that's why Facebook is so different from email. If you send somebody an email, they may delete it, but they're going to get it, right? In Facebook, even in the best of times, 85% of your audience typically wouldn't see it at all. Now, because Facebook has gotten so popular, and because Facebook now wants to make money because they're a public company,
Imagine that
percentage, Jim, I got bad news for you. The percentage of your fans that typically see something that you publish on Facebook, on average, now your results may vary, on average, 2 to 6%.
Wow. Raise your hands.
If you've got 100 fans,
folks, raise your hands if you knew that. Go ahead.
If you have 100 fans, 3 of them may see something that you publish. So if you're sitting here thinking, hey, you know what? My results on Facebook, the number of people my business is able to interact with on Facebook is less than it used to be. That's why. Facebook changed the formula.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want you to do now to make up for that difference is what they want you to do is pay for it. They want you to say, well, I want to show this to more than 3% of my audience, so Facebook, here's my credit card. Here's $50 or $100 to show it to a lot more people. That's what they want you to do. And you can certainly do that. That is in fact your choice. But this notion that Facebook is going to be free, quote unquote, marketing is over. that day is over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to read some of the Facebook dances to the tune of only one player, Facebook or any of them, to one player, and it's not the users or not even their advertising customers. They're 100% beholden to Wall Street, which is 100% beholden to the share price. So if driving the share price requires making adjustments in a large platform's user interface, what Jay just talked about, that changes the rules of how you work with your communities. Share price wins, you lose.
I have a graphic.
And that's from page 127 of my book.
100%. In fact, I have a graphic on my blog that I put up on Saturday, Sunday, and it shows the decline in reach. So that
give
percentage
them,
of your
tell them how to get that. I've got it in front of me, folks. This is a fascinating graphic. Go ahead. Tell them how to find
it. If you go to convinceandconvert.com and search for you'll probably find it, but search for the reach apocalypse, which is what we call this reach apocalypse, which is the decline in Facebook reach, the decline in the percentage
for
of your
business,
own fans.
For business people.
That's right. The decline
your,
in the percentage
your,
of your own
fan
fans.
Page, so to speak.
That's right. Exactly. And so the graphic that I had one of my team members make shows you the decline in the ability of businesses to reach their own fans.
Mm-hmm. And this is the unpaid attempt.
That's right.
This is unpaid, folks. Right. This is just unpaid, organic. Okay.
So basically, reach dropped by half at the same time the stock price doubled.
Right. Yeah.
Ta-da!
Exactly.
there you go.
And folks, we've been warning you about this. So when we come back, Jay, I need your website one more time.
You bet. convinceandconvert.com.
Folks, just looking at this graph will be worth the trip. But hey, guys, don't get excited. It's still a place that you need to be. When we come back, I'm going to get Jay to tell us how to turn the tables on Facebook. How can we, we can call it play their game, whatever. But regardless, they got 1.2 billion people that you want to sell to. Jay's going to help us figure that out after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.